Ve'yfif şirin şabiz continuing şir ramen hey tesbaf kesir hey tavşanam zayim 1776 on Tuesday.
Sadi, the guy, the motion. Vizeo lishu sarabi, srati el plati delum voice of loshin. So in other words, so the Rambam mentions midborei, viori, ushvokim, that's plati, shvokim market. That's plati. Udrochma of loshin, and Ram also mentions. But the Gemara mentions, the Raisa mentions srati, and the Rambam, instead of srati, he mentions midborit miyor. So we can say that now before I should point out. Now, first of all, but there is another kash. How can the Rambam say midborit rishus rabim according to all the rishenim? So kam bisman shiyishol shroim b'midbor kam bisman hazeh. So they say bisman hazeh it's not a rishus rabim. So when was it a rishus rabim? The midbor, the Sinai midbor. When the Jews were marching through it, so by the Havahava it's not relevant now. So certainly the Rambam is not discussing something that has no relevance today. So when the Rambam says Midboris, it means Midboris Bizman Hazeh, and he doesn't say Dafke, the Sinai Midbor. He says Midboris, any Midbor. Whether the Sinai Midbor or the Arizona Midbor, any desert. So Hezidin of Arishus Arabi. As he did over Rishus Arabi. So, but that's contrary to what the Gemara says, according to all the Rishim. So, Rabbi Avraham Neshel Rambam was asked about this Rambam. So the Rabbi Avraham said that his father explained it just the other way to know the other Rishim. All the Rishim said that the Pshat is Kam Bizman Sheyisroel Shroim B'Midbor. It means, so then it's a Rishus Rabbi, because Shishim Ribe also a Rabbi, not Shishim Ribe. And Bizman Manase, so it's not a Rishus Rabbi, so it's a Karmelis. The Rambam said just the reverse. Bizman Sheyisroel Shroim B'Midbor, even though Shishim Ribe were marching through it, and it's more than Shishim Ribe. I mean, Shishim Ribe were just consisted of those Jews who were between 20 and 60, but they were more than that. Together with the Noshim and the Taf and the Erev Rav, there was much more to them. So in those days, the Sinai Midbar had a din of a Karmelis, not a Rishus Rav. But Bizman Hazeh Midbar has a din of a Rishus Rav. I mean, that sounds very strange. So the Rav Avraham, the Kesem Mishnah mentions. So he says like this, Kosov Rav Rav Avraham, Nisho Rabin, Sheyesh Miforshim, Bizman Sheyisroel Chim B'Midbar, והיו מכניסים סטורים בוי, היו נגבו עצמו עם ביקו ויסודי, ומי לדומר, so it was a calmness, בזמן שישראל שלנו. בזמן הזה, שאין בישראל דור ידורים בי, אלו כל מי שירצה אליך, ואילה בישייכל, הוא רשוס הרבים, ואיתי מדי מסתבר הוא. Why is it so מסתבר? On the surface, it doesn't seem reasonable at all. But the pshat in Rav Avraham Neshel Rambam, which is explanatory of the Shittas Rambam, is because, as the Rambam points out in his Chidushim and Erev, that even if you have a big sin, as big as Tokyo, and you have more than Shishim Rit, but if it's owned by a private person, I don't know what the law in Tokyo is, whether it belongs, you know, to the emperor legally, I mean, according to their law or not. Years ago, I think it belonged to him. He was the owner. But today, probably not. So even the biggest city that has millions inhabitants, and if it belongs to a private person, and one is not allowed to walk through it, except with the license from the owner, it does not have a din of Rishus Rabbim. That's Ramban says. Why? Because Rishus Rabbim kimashmoy. In other words, it has to be such grounds that every member of the Rabbim, without any discrimination, Jew or non-Jew, I mean, doesn't make any difference. So has a right, without any license, he has a right to walk there. But if it belongs to a private person, or even if it belongs to a group of people, to, let's say, there are 1,000 partners, and you need the rishus of that thousand shutrim. So it's not rishus rabbi. In other words, it's rishus rabbi kimashmoy, that every member of the rabbi has a right to warfare. Has a right to warfare. So of course, so that's the Ramban says. Now, with that premise, all the Rishonim agree. Now, we saw that according to one Roshon in the Gemara, so on that point, according to one Roshon in Gemara, after the base in Erevim, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is chilek on that prerequisite, according to one Roshon. According to the other Roshon, not. So, but according to Rabbanan Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, certainly. If let's say, if it's owned by a private person, let's say it became a kesel, even though the rabbim trespass on it, but since they don't have the rishus to walk there, it's not a rishus rab. But the Ramban holds that in addition to this prerequisite, that every member of the rabbi must have rishus to walk there, must have wishes to walk there. There is another prerequisite that it must be also milacham. And Rashi and Teisa say not just rabbim, but what kind of a rabbim? 600,000 people. The Ramban says rabbim, the general public. It has to be also the hilach rabbim, the general public. But the Rambam shita is not. There is no requirement that it must actually be used by the general public of that city, even a deserted street. As long that is not actually used, but if it is the Zionam, and every member of the public, of the general public, without any discrimination, has the right to walk there freely, without any harassment, without any interference, and without any license from anybody, so then it has a dinamishisar. So Mimele, the Boris today, they are not actually used most of the days in the year, I mean, today, I suppose that we even according to the Ramban and the Rashba, I mean, Boris El Neshes Rabbi. But let's say, Bisman Chazal and Bisman Farishenim, so the Boris were usually deserted. Days could pass by without a single person passing through a desert, whether it's the Sinai desert or the American desert, I mean, any desert. But it was also Lehilach Rabbi. And what was also Lehilach Rabbi? And not of a limited group. Now, when a midbar is used, it's not used just by inhabitants of one city. So it's used by the residents of all cities. Of all cities. Now, let's say even Bisman HaRamba. So the Sinai Desert was usually deserted. But from time to time, you had groups of people passing through. If somebody wanted to go from Egypt, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael, so he walked through the desert. So it was used as a highway, so in a certain sense, the Midbores are used as a highway for the people of all the adjoining cities. It's not limited, it's not like in Move, you see, Move and Ali, so which, even though everybody has the right to pass through, but it's used, it's aimed for the hinuch of those who have a shaykhes with all the chatzeres in that moment. No, a midbar is like a highway. It's not a highway that is used very much, constantly, but it is like a highway. And Yorin also, I mean. So the Keset Mishneh and the Magid Mishneh, they say, I mean that the Yad, while Rashi Shite is, Rashi Shiti is a Yar, that's an example of a Carmelist, because it's not also Lilach Rabbi. So what if, because according to Rashi, well, Rashi she happens to be Shishim Ribbe, but even if Rashi hadn't entertained the Shita of Shishim Ribbe, but he had agreed with the Shita of Ramban, but, so it has to be constantly used for Rabbi, without any definite figure of people. But, and Yar, so it's not used by rabbi, but according to the Rambam, it's not important. It's not important whether it is actually used every day by many people or not. As long as every member of the public has the right to use it, and from time to time different members of the public do come into the yard. They have to chop wood, I mean. So it is aiming for the general public, not for a limited group. For the general public. So Mimele it is a Rishis Rabbi. So even though the Rambam doesn't mention Sratye, but by mentioning the boys, so Sratye is a Kavachemia. What is Sratye? Sratye is a highway that is used by people in those days, so it was used by primarily by pedestrians, not by those who ride on a vehicle. So it was used as a highway from people who walk from one city to another. And that is Sratye. And the Midbar is also a highway, but a Sratye is more commonly used as a highway than the Midbar. So by mentioning that the Midbar, Bismanazeh, is a Rishis Rabbi, even though most of the time is deserted, but sometimes it is used by people who go from one city to another. So lachas kamo v'chamo Sratye, so of course Sratye doesn't have to mention. He has to mention Platye, because if the Rambam didn't mention Platye, I could say Midbar, Sratye, Midbar, is a Rishis Rabbi, because even though it's not used every day, it was certainly not 24 hours a day, but it is used by people from different towns. It's not limited to one town. Mashenkin Platye, even though is the market and it's and people from all corners of the city come to shop there, but it's only limited to the people of that town, not the other towns. So the Rambam has to mention that Platye Shvokim is also Rishis Rabbi, but Sratye, he doesn't have to mention. He mentioned Midbar, so it's a kalchemer of logic. If Midbar says a din of a highway, so a real highway certainly has a din of a highway and has a din of Rishis Rabbi. So Mele, so now Bismanazeh, so a Midbar, even though many days it's deserted and not a single person is seen passing through a desert, but from time to time, so people do use it, you know, as a highway from one town to another, from one town to another, and every member of the general public has a right to use there without any issues. So then there was the halacha of Masad Goli, of Al Pi Al Shem Yistub, Al Pi Al Shem Yachnu. So the Jews couldn't just march and go whenever they wanted. No, there was a seder, there was an order. Now you can't walk, now you can't march, now you have to rest. Now is the time for marching. And when they did march, they had to march in a certain order. They couldn't just march, every Jew couldn't just march and walk there, you know, at random, haphazardly. I mean, they called to the Golim in a certain order. So in other words, it wasn't a Rishis Rabbi. So that Midbar. So in other words, other Midbar is in the world. Had the din of a Rishis Rabbi, let's say the Arizona desert, in those days it was also a desert. So had the din of a Rishis Rabbi, even Bisman Shoy Yisrael Shoyim in Midbar. But the Sinai desert, Bisman Shoy Yisrael Shoyim in Midbar, did not have a din of a Rishis Rabbi, because Al Pi Adishem Yisrael, Al Pi Adishem Yachnu, they did not have Rishus to walk whenever he wanted and in whatever place he wanted. No, they had to march in a certain order. Every morning he shaved according to the machness of the Golim, and so on and so forth. So Mimele, that prerequisite of Rishus Arabim Kimashmoy, that every member of the public, without any Rishus, can walk there, whichever way he wants. So Mimele, Bisman Shei Yisrael Shoyim B'Midbar, it's a Din of a Karmelis. This is what it says. Bisman Shei Yisrael Shoyim B'Midbar, Voyim Achnisim, Zduhim Bei. So in other words, they didn't have the Rishus to walk as he pleased him. He had to walk in a certain order, and in certain times. No one couldn't decide, well, now I'm going to walk to traverse this area. No, it had to be Al Pi Adishem Yisu, Al Pi Adishem Yachnu. And if there was no Al Pi Adibo, there was no Tzivun out to march, he couldn't march. So in other words, they had no issues to walk there. So in Mele, it did not have any issues. That's the Shittis Rambam, yes.
According to the Girsa, that it says
Ayolis,
and also Rashi in Shabbos says Plati is the Shuk.
The Shuk,
so, but Rashi in Eruvin says the ear as a whole, the city as a whole. Would there be a Machlokas, and why one washing the Shuk?
What do you mean? You mean the Avog?
Yeah, and also this
one second.
The Girsa of the Rambam that says Ayolis instead of Plati.
One second. Which Rashi are you referring to?
And Rav Ruben Aleph, which is the Rabbi.
Yeah, which is Rabbi Mashma Rochav Shishesra Yamo. Rashi, so the Rashi doesn't say Plati here. Yeah, all right. V'ir shem tzuyim bo shishim ribei ve'im bo chemo sheho yorishus harabim shalom yichubim b'shar l'shar shim is foolish. If you had been here, so then you wouldn't test the child, because I discussed it before while you were away. So in other words, so the pshat is Rashi does not say that this is plat here, you see. Rashi does not say this is plat, yorishus harabim, he says. So he explains v'ir shem tzuyim bo shishim ribei. So I discussed, you see, why is Platia singled out? What's the yichas of Platia? The answer is, there are certain things that are Rishus HaRabim on the basis of their own merit. So in other words, if let's say Platia, the marketplace is, and according to Rashi, so in that marketplace there must be Shishim Ribei people coming, you know, to the fair, to the market. So then it is a Rishus HaRabim on its own merit. So then it's not necessary that the two ends of the plot here of the market, let's say there is a square, a big lot where the fair takes place, where the market takes place, and Shishim Ribei assemble, you know, on the day of the fair, of the market. So there. So suppose it's not me foolish to Rishus HaRabim, so who cares? That in itself, that marketplace, in itself has all the characteristics of a Rishus HaRabim, so it doesn't have to be foolish. But so this is what I said, that the whole area between 42nd Street and 14th Street that has Shishim Ribei, so it's a Rishus HaRabim according to all the Rishim. But there is another aloche. Let's say Mivoy Samfoloshim. So that means even though the Mivoy Samfoloshim, so they are be foolish to Rishus HaRabim, and that movie itself does not have Shishim Ribei. But as long as they are open on both sides to Rishus HaRabim, so then they become identified with the Rishus HaRabim to which they open on both sides. So they are required, they should be Mifuloshim and perhaps Mechubonim, Shalosh, Alos Mechubonim, all this. But if that block itself, if a certain ground itself has all the characteristics as Shishim Ribei, so then it doesn't have to be foolish. Here, so Rashi doesn't explain here Platye. Platye is a Rishus HaRabim by virtue of the fact that this ground itself has all the characteristics of a Rishus HaRabim. Masheinke in the Rambam, the Rashi tells us a big chiddush. That means, let's say, you have a city. You have a city. Let's say, a city. It doesn't have to be as big a city as Chicago. But a city that has 600,000 residents. So he says, Shem Tzuyim Bo Shishim Ribei. But the 600,000 residents occupy the whole city. And there are, let's say, 10 streets in the city, or 20 streets. But each street by itself, each block in the city, does not have Shishim Ribei passing through it, daily. That not. So how could we consider the whole city as a Rishus HaRabim? So the answer is, we say we consider the whole city as a unit. So even though each particular block, or even each street does not have Shishim Ribei, as long as the city in its entirety, so has Shishim Ribei, so it's considered like one block. So in other words, in order to be mitzvah, all the streets, all the blocks in the city, so it has to be rishus harabim shalom yechuvon mishah lishah shehei mifulish. So if, let's say, suppose Chicago certainly has Shishim Ribei, more than Shishim Ribei. But in order that each street in Chicago, even, let's say, our street, that has relatively a small number of people passing through a daily, in order that each street, each block of Chicago, should have a din of Rishus HaRabim according to Rashi Shite, so then it has to be Mechub Misha Lisha. So if it's Mechub Misha Lisha, so then even Aleph Street would have a din of Rishus HaRabim. But, so, now I don't think that it's Mefulash Misha Lisha, Chicago, so Aleph Street does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim, but certain blacks, let's say, downtown, that have Shishim Ribei, have a din of Rishus HaRabim, in spite of the fact that it's not Mechub Misha Lisha. This is what Rashi means. But Rashi is not explaining Plati here. Rashi is explaining Rishus HaRabim. Yes, Lord.
According to Rabbi Avraham, that's not Rambam, so how would there be a Rishus HaRabim? These lines stay grow in the Midbar.
What?
Why not? They couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't go in the Midbar, they couldn't go in anywhere.
All right, but he had many going. It doesn't have, there is one rabbi who said, who made a very big blunder. I mean, he was really another gobble, but he made a very big blunder, and that was a mikshel to some modern rabbis, because they took advantage. There are a number of modern rabbis, so if an old-fashioned rabbi, especially if he's a Hungarian rabbi, would say something that is a kule, so they'll advertise it, the kele subhok. If he says, if a Hungarian rabbi says a chumre, so then they call him fanatic, or Nitore Karate, whatever it is. But if he says a kule, if the Satmar Rebbe says a kule, well, fortunately or unfortunately, the Satmar Rebbe doesn't mention any kules. So they can't advertise it, you see. But if the Satmar Rebbe would say a kule, you can be sure, I mean, that they would all accept it. All those who call the Satmar Rebbe Simitzian, if he will say a kule, they'll all accept it. So one rabbi was an Odom Gadol, he's already Olva Sholem. So he made a mistake, and he only said it b'derech efsher. I'm not going to mention his name because it was another model. So he said that Shishim Ribei means it has to be Shishim Ribei Jews. But of course that was a mistake, I mean. Shishim Ribei Jews. And because of that, so some rabbis made an Erev in Manhattan, you see, because of that. But of course it doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to be Shishim Ribei Jews. So Bizman Shoy Yisroel Shroim B'Midbor. So you had many Rishus HaRabim, all the cities, because you had, of course, all the Jews were concentrated in the Midbar, but you had Goyim in throughout the cities, you know, in the world. So these cities are the Rishus HaRabim.
So why would Midbar Sinai have Rishus HaRabim to the Goyim to go there?
What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean. I mean, for the Goyim. First of all, I mean, it's not relevant to the Goyim. A Goy is allowed to walk. I mean, he's allowed to carry the Rishus HaRabim.
No,
and then, that part of the Sinai Midbar through which the Jews marched, so it was nothing that did not have a dinner of Rishus HaRabim, even vis-a-vis a Goy. Let's say, suppose you could visualize a Goy.
No,
it was not allowed.
I don't mean vis-a-vis, I mean, The
Goy
could go through there, so it hasn't been...
No, who said that the Goy could walk that way? Because a Goy couldn't just come in and push himself through, you know, the Machnes. He had no issues. Certainly not. Because the marching of the Israelites in the Midbar was according to a certain order, so a Goy did not have issues. He certainly would have been pushed out if the Goy tried to walk there, you know, in the midst of the Machnes Israel. Yes.
Well, I think you can't say, how could the Machna Levi, for example, be a Rishus HaRabim? I mean, how did you constitute Hotzah?
Oh, that's a very good question, all right? That's something else. So, according to the Rambam, so what was a Rishus HaRabim? What we learn out, you know, all the Dinei Tzoye from the Midbar. But in the Midbar did not have a Dinei Rishus HaRabim. So where was a Rishus HaRabim? The Gemara in Azerik says that the Machna Levi had the din of Rishus HaRabim. Because in Machne Nevi'eh, there was no Indian of of marching with governments. Because Machmevia, every Jew had to see Moshe and ask him all kinds of shilas. So the Gemara in Azirik says that the Machmevia, where Moshe was, so that had the din of Rishis Rabbim. Because there, no one had to resort to a license. If somebody wanted to see Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't have to ask for a license. Can I walk into the Machmevia? He had the Rishus. He didn't have to resort to any license. So the Machmevia had the din of Rishis Rabbim. But the other parts, I mean the Machne Yisrael, so there the Jews had to walk according to a certain order. So the Meila, they did not have the Din of Rishis Rabbim, but the Machne Leviye had the Din of Rishis Rabbim. Alright, now, there's the Shittes Rabbim. Now let's see the Rashi. Marzikosom the passive boys, the fair days there, the Kilahahon, which made the golden, the bear which is rabbi. Vabe Ratsmo, which is a yochi. She amuko you to Hobodale. Vamali Miseho Miniahals for so high. The Kilahahon last is Dalit Passi. Ubineum you damis. The have a chlorier which is a yochi with Malis in a bear. Vicoma rebu de Imoisoderech. Which is a rabbi Marzikosom is alkenum beneum. The also rabbi Muvatl Mechit. The awesome Rabinon, the Rabiuda, the Rabiuda, the Rio, the Manes, the Nasin Benza, the Royal Serabin Bad Machites, the Rabon and the Rabonum Shanil, Eli Zolch, Manik Ton is Zuyrish Serab, Abo, Hiluch Rabin, we've been a passing, we have a Rishis Rabin, Hoyo Vike, Shom Dalit Machites, Hoyo Vike, Shom Dalit Machites. ומייד מורו, הוחלק להם אימא מעולתם מכדוריו, דיקי עצי יוסו משמוטל פסייחי, וקום רבונון, אין יצאו לי שזה יוחדי, אפילו לטלפו, וקום שכן להזיר לשיח משתרם מחייק, בזמן שישרו במדבוך, שיבה משיס רבי, בזמן הזה, אין לי מוקים הילוך לרבי, והילכי מדבור איס, לא ישריך. So in other words, בו דרמבם שיטי איס, זה דווקא בזמן הזה, נעל, דווקא בזמן הזה, נעל, בו ביקו דגמור עשה, איזה קרמלס, So Rashi says, because the Kamal is, because it's not also with the Rabbi. Because the Rabbi don't work there. So according to Rambam, the Rashi, it's also right. But according to the Rambam, that any deserted street, as long as every member of the public has a right to walk there, as Vakhtoite, so it's a Rabbi, so why is Biko a Kamal is? So Biko is a Kamal is because it's not Lichalit Hashmishi. To walk in the Sada, it's not very comfortable. So Biko has a Nel Kamalas, but Midborius apparently is Nihalit Hashmishi. Midborius. So Midborius have a din of Rishis Rabbim. Have a din of Rishis Rabbim. Alright. Now, the Tesis. Now, that Tesis, I think we would. The Alba Rishu is Nishalis. Aber die Schuhe ist nicht schafft. Es ist der Daff, wo man darf. Koshe der Rage. Leist der Heere Schuhe. Du kaufe Fiesem, wie so sei ihm schon Juka für dich, o Haseret, mich ist Rabbi, ich sehe, jo Yitre Chaye, wie mit Alten, wo Jelle, wie da auch Dame ist. Wie ich schlimm, hat der Heere Schuhe, sei auch in Gomo. Er will ihn, wie mit Alten, wo Jelle, wie da auch Dame ist, so suche, wie kam es. Weil ich war schon, wie ich sei auch in Gomo ist. Und auch in Amrton, er hat er schon hier, wo we discussed the cases. Now there is a very remarkable Rambam on this Kashi. Abba Roshuiz L'Shabes, Hikshu B'Tesves, Leis L'Chamisho, דו קאר פיפייסם ביסוסיים של יוקה ודירו, הזיר יקנתיך אלו שסרבים חיה ומטלטל בילו ודודמס, ולו בגימבו. So in other words, he considers this as teres as a gimbo. ובדילו יקשי, דהי רשוס היוחי דרעיס. In other words, קאר פי יסי מביסוסיים, so it's a רשוס היוחי דרעיס. ואני, בין מדרעי זה, בין מדרבונון, Shmei Samolo, El Shigineim Shleisho, Minatere, Umidibreim Abo. Very strange text. So he says, no, because he doesn't have to mention, doesn't have to mention Karfi, because Karfi, true Midrabonon, it's a special aloch, but Midraise, Karfi, Shaloyka, Midivo, is a real, a regular Rishayoch. So Rishayoch is already mentioned. So then, so why does he mention? So he only mentions Rishuis, four different Rishuis that have Hashem Midraise. That have Hashem Midraise. So he says, now some further question arises. So we should mention only three Rishuis, because after all, the whole significance of Karmeles is in the Rabbonim de Kalochet. I mean, because Midraise, Karmeles and Mokim Ptur are the same thing. In the Rabbonim there is a difference. In the Mokim Ptur we are allowed even the Rabbonim to carry, and in the Karmeles, the Rabbonim are not allowed to carry. But Midraise, Karmeles and Mokim Ptur, so Monefshach, if the Braise only mentions Rishuis, that have Hashem Rishuis, that have Hashem Rishuis Midraise, so everything, so you should mention only Gimel Rishuis. So the Ramban says, Da'ir Rishayochid Raise, Vahanet Beilid Raise Beim Drabonon, Shmei Senolo, Elosh Dineyem, Shloi Sheminateyem. So there is an Afkimit, the dinim. Nafkimidin, the dinim is only three. But there are four Rishuyas with the rice. Behind the baby, the rice, the baby, the rabbi, the four Rishuyas. So what we see, the Ramban says that even though the dinim of Mokim Ptur and Karmeles, with the rice is the same, in other words, with the rice, with the rabbi, so there's a difference. You're allowed with the Rabbonon to be made from a Mokim Ptur into a Rishus Rabbi, or from a Mokim Ptur into a Rishus Ayochi, and from a Karmeles into a Rishus Ayochi, you're not allowed to be made. So with the Rabbonon there is nafkimin in the din, but with the Raise, just as you are allowed to be made from a Mokim Ptur into a Rishus Ayochi, you're allowed to be made from a Karmeles into a Rishus Ayochi. But Karmeles with the Raise is a separate rishus than Mokim Ptur. Karmeles Midraise is a separate rishus than Mokim Ptur. So what does it mean? Now we saw Rashi Shite. I mean, you'll find certain kashes, but I mean, as we approach these sugyas, so we'll discuss them. You see, we saw that Rashi Shite, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis as to whether a Mokim Ptur has a Chalishan rishus or he does not have a Chalishan rishus. And let's say, and there is nafkamin l'dine. According to Rashi, so the reason is why Zohar Kaveres, that is Gavri Ayud, and Rechov Vavod, this poter, is because there is only a chiyu, with Raisa, it's only osa to be zeirik a chayfetz. But there is no isa with Raisa to be zeirik a rishus. And if it is Gavri Ayud, and Rochei Vav, then it has a chalish and rishus. So he's pot. Tezis gives another reason, because it's Moshe Sayochi, so Rashi himself has the Kashi, so even if it's not Rechovavol, so you can't inscribe Dalet al Dalet, so it's not a Moshe Sayochi, but it's still a Mokim Ptur, so Rashi says that Mokim Ptur does not have a Chalishan Rishus. So Mele Yisrael, if it's not the Chalishan Rishus. So it's a Chayit, it doesn't have a Chalishan Rishus. So Mele, that's Rashi Shite. We saw Teis V'Shite is to the contrary. Teis V'Shite is that even Mokim Ptur has a Chalishan Rishus. Alright, so the Ramban is saying that here there is a... The Braise only mentions four different rishuis, four different domains that are midraise. So Memele, Karmeles and Mokim Ptur have the same din. In other words, usually they have the same din, but there could be not Kiminas. So Karmeles So you're allowed to be meitzi from a mokim midraisi. You're allowed to be meitzi from a mokim p'turim to rishna yochid, and midraisi you're allowed to be meitzi from a kamalas to rishna yochid. But there is one distinction between a kamalas and a mokim p'tur midraisi, because a kamalas has a chalei shem rishus midraisi, but you're allowed to be meitzi from a kamalas into a rishna yochid. Mashiach Mokim Ptur does not even have a Chalishem Rishus. So that's why it's mentioned separately. Even though he calls it Dalit Rishuis, but that does not mean that it has a Chalishem Rishuis. It means three, four different categories. But Mokim Ptur Kamales has a Chalishem Rishus. Mokim Ptur does not have a Chalishem Rishus. Mashiach in Kalki, Yeseyam Besosai. So that's with the Rais, it's Rishus Ayochid. So it is. It comes within the category of Rishus HaYochid, and so the Braise does not have to mention it. But Kamales and Mokim Ptur are counted separately because they are different categories. Because Kamales, even though it's the same deen, just as you are allowed to be meitzi from a Mokim Ptur into Rishus HaYochid, you are allowed to be meitzi from a Kamales into a Rishus HaYochid, but Kamales has a Chalei Shem Rishus, and Mokim Ptur does not have a Chalei Shem Rishus. So Mimele, so we may let the account itself. This is what the Ramban says. Yes, okay. Omar Rabbi Yudi. Hochel misniye betisefte perik zayin deirem. Echot chalei. In other words, the yes, okay, is a hemshech, is a safety of something else. So first, the price in tisefte says something else, another one. Here, the Gemara doesn't cite the whole price of the tisefte. Just the safety of the tisefte. So, but what's the ratio of that same raise in the tisefte? Echot chalein shem beis chatzeres. That's Rabbi Yudah said. Ve'echot chalein shem bein shnei botim. So suppose you have, let's say, the case of Abayim on one side, lengthwise. And then you have the other building, just as here. You have the other building across the alley. So, and then you have a window sill that comes out outside. From one building to the other. So Mimele, so we say that's Chalin Shem Beis Chatzeres. Ve'echot Chalin Shem Beis Shnei Botim. Ukshov, and you have bridges, Nifoshes. Nifoshes is a Matzeve. But it's not the same kind of Matzeves that are set up today. So these Matzeves were set up, in other words, so you have, let's say, you had two stones, and then on top, You put a third stone. So that's called the matzev. So ve'echot. So unifoshes uverishus rabbi mikure. Suppose under an elevator where it's mikure. So mitalpul in tacht of the Shabbos. Why? Because Rabbi Yudah holds. We say pitikoyer. We say same. So if you have a bridge, or if you have matzevus, and you have, you know, a stone on top of two vertical stones set up. So Mimele, we say, Pitik, first of all, you have real mechitzes. Real mechitzes. And then, on this side, you don't have mechitzes. But you say, the Pitik of the Nefesh, of the Matzeve, is here, we say same. The Pitik or here, and the Pitik or here. And if you have a bridge, so you have two mechitzes, and then the other two mechitzes, where it's open. So you have the pitik of the bridge, the ground of the bridge. So is here the same thing. The same thing if you have a windowsill that protrudes from one bias and extends to the other bias. So on one hand you have the case of bias, you have two mechitzes, but on the other side, on this side, it's open. But we say the pi chalim, the tikra of the chalim, is here the same thing. So in other words, Rabbi Yudah holds that we say Pitikoyer, we say same. So the male is considered as if you had four mechitzes under the matzeve. So you have one kessel here, one kessel here, and then we say Pitikoyer, we say same, and Pitikoyer, we say same. So in effect, you have four mechitzes according to the view. And so yes, okay. So here you have, so in the ratio of the price, we have two real mechitzes plus two constructive mechitzes on the basis of Pitikro Yerviseisek. But yes, okay, even if you don't have even if you don't have Piti Troyer de Seisen, you just have two real mechitzes, that's all. So it's also it also becomes Erishus Ayochit Midraisi. So he says, Well, you have, let's say, an elevator train. So beneath the elevated platform, so you can say, even though you don't have real mechitzes at all, you just have pillars upon which the platform is set up. But you have the pitik of the platform. You have the same on all four sides. So beneath, so beneath the elevated platform. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has a din of a rishus ayochid. It has a din of rishus ayochid. So yes, okay. And even if you don't have pitikov, just two mechitzes mures. Let's say move. So lengthwise, do you have the case le'aboti? So he says, Pirish yes, alkar. So that's just explained what's the meaning of yes, okay. Moreover, I mean, furthermore, the bigger chiddush. That's the bigger chiddush. Vintema. Amayu ma'isoche masnitsin. Gemara says here on Amar Zuy Rishus Ayochid. Limuted Rabbi Yud, that if you have just two mechitzes, so then it's not a Rishus Ayochid. Amayu ma'isoche masnitsin. V'chol gageis v'ktone hosom v'eid im Rabbi Yud mi'arvin libo v'yamifur. So why do we have to resort to this price of the deceptor to be advised that according to Rabbi Yude, two mechitzes, mures convert the grounds into Erishus Ayochid. We have a Mishnah in Kol Gages. What does it mean, more than foolish? More foolish means you have two mechitzes lengthwise, the kids are batting in the alley, and it's foolish to the Rishus Rabbi, so you can set up an Eilev. So that means that two mechitzes make it into a Rishus Ayochid. So why do we have to resort to this Isa Mitzvah? So he says, we usually have the Masnis, we can push it in the Mitzvah Pesach. Because so far, the mechitzes, the rice, in other words, from that Mishnah we cannot reduce that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mid rice, two mechitzes muras, convert the grounds into a Rishus Ayochid, because maybe Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that in order to become a Rishus Ayochid, mid rice it must have three mechitzes muras, three real mechitzes. So then you ask, so how can you say you can set up an Erev in Mogam Foolish? Mogam Foolish means that you have only two real mechitzes, and the other two sides width-wise, it's open to the Rishus Rabin. The answer is, when Rabbi Yehuda says Mi'arvin, you set up an Erev, he means the Erev has to be consist of the construction of Yitzur HaPesach on one side, width-wise, on two sides width-wise, it's open to the Rishus Rabin. So on one side, so we construct it to Rosh Pesach, and then on the other side, you just set up a lechit. That's all. But so it's not because now it's Rosh Pesach has a din mechitze, a reise. So it's not because Rabbi Yehuda holds the two mechitzes convert the grounds into a Yisrael. No, two mechitzes do not convert the grounds into a Rishus Ayochid. You must have three mechitzes. But if you have two real mechitzes, and then two sides that are open to the Rishus Rabin, so you construct the Tzuras HaPesach on one side, so you already have three mechitzes. So then it becomes the Rishus Ayochid Midraise through the three mechitzes, in order to be allowed to carry it with Rabban. So you have to set up a Lechi on the other side. What's no raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that two mechitzes, through two mechitzes, it becomes a Rishayochin Braise. Mashimkin, this Braise and Tisefte, So he says, yes, Rav Kim Omer, Rav Yudin Mishayish, Rishit Bilbotim, Mishayish, Rishit Rabim, in Silechim, Mikam, Lilechim, Mikam. In other words, you don't have to construct it to a Sapesach on one side. You just set up lechis, and the lechi is not a real mechitze. Tzuras HaPesach is a mechitze, but the lechi is not a real mechitze. So, mimele, since the lechi is not a real mechitze, and still, you're allowed lechatchile to carry in that moment. Once you construct the lechi on one side, on one open side, and the lechi on the other open side, so it's a raya that it has a din of a Rishus HaYochid even without the two lechis. Because if without the two lechis, it wouldn't be a Rishus HaYochid, it would be a Rishus HaRabi. And in other words, that in order to come a Rishus HaYochid mil raise, it must have three mil lechites. A lechi is not a lechite, it's also a Pesach is, but not a lechi. Why? In Ame, Haba Amine di Masnis Naira di Movi Amifurish li Rishus HaRabi. The Roch in the Dams, in my Mashmo Hoy, is a little bit of the Adima Mulish Lish. I'm a little Rabono. I would rise up to the Rech of the Zainam without room. The East Bay, 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 the East that, in other words, if the Gemara had mentioned the Masnis in the Chol Gages, where Rabbi Yehuda says, Me'arvin Bovi Am Fulesh, so then I would say that that Mishneh has reference to a Bovi Am Fulesh Rishus HaRabi, but in Rishus HaRabi Mu'iveres L'Seich. Now what does it mean, in Rishus HaRabi Mu'iveres L'Seich? Not Shishim Ribein, not the Zayin Amo, what does it mean? Tesis doesn't say. Lohem Aisa Price, the Yeser Alkei, the Afil, which is a Rabbi Miveres Bo, so he mital to him, al di lechi ui keiro, mishum di shtei mechitzes de Raise. So in other words, if without the price of the deceptor, so then I would say that Rebude is only allows an Erev in a Moviam Fulesh, if it's a Moviam Fulesh, the Rishus HaRabim, but it's a Rishus HaRabim, Miveres L'Seich. It's a Rishus HaRabim, Miveres L'Seich. That means, so it couldn't be a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, Miveres L'Seich, let's say, not Shishim Ribe Beikimbo. So it couldn't be a Rishus HaRabim on the basis of its own merit. So only in such a movie I'm foolish, Rabbi Yehuda allows an error. Mashein kein, lochem aisa b'raise, the yeser al kein, da afilu rishus harabim in Beresbo, even if it's shishim ribei, So is mitaltel in al dilechi ukeiro mishum dishtei mechitzes deraise v'yafal gav v'perikame deirem amas nisim lorochet migedames yimai mashma decholayese lehite rab yude ela yudkimu amu shlich yamu shlich hayne mi rabonot avu midraise afilu berichat tezayin amu mitaltel. But the Raise, so in other words, even if it's Rishus Rabbi Meveresbo, it's the Zayin Amo. It's the Zayin Amo. And the Chishim Ribe Beikim, they both. So it still is mitalt na lach lekeiro. But with Rabbonon, so it can only be mitalt al di lach lekeiro if it is not wider than Yudgimu Amo Ishlish. But suppose it's the Zayin Amo, why that Yudgimu Amo Ishlish, you're not allowed to carry all the Lechem Kehra. This is what he says. So Rabbi Kveya rests a very strong cash. So it's mashma from this thesis, the thesis is saying that when does Rabbi Yudah say? Rabbi Yudah says, yes, I'll tell you Rabbi Yudah. Mi sheyesh lo yibayis bot im ishnei tzidah yishu sarai. Eisi lachem ikan vilachem ikan. Lachem ikan vilachem ikan. Uikira mikan vikira mikan. So what does it mean? V'neisim v'neisim v'emtza. Midraise or midrabanon? He says, so it means midraise. Because midrabanon, he says, av haine v'aval gav v'pferikam d'irad v'amaslisim d'orochet v'yudamis yimayit mashma d'chol ha'yese v'yit rab yudel ha'yidim v'amu v'shlish haine midrabanon. Av midraise av v'rechet v'zaynam. And here he says, Lohochem Aisa Abraise in Yechah, okay? Da filo Rishus Rabbi Meveresbo. In other words, even though it's Shishim Ribe Bekin Bo, and it's the Zayin Amu Wait, so mitalton al Dilech Lekeiro. That's how it's mashma. Mitalton al Dilech Lekeiro. So what does it mean, mitalton al Dilech Lekeiro? Even though it's the Zayin Amu Wait. Now, Teisve says, that Gimorin Erev says, that according to Rabbi Yudah is only matir ab yudgimu amu shlish the way it is by passive b'rois. So the pirtze between one gemet and another gemet is only yudgimu amu shlish, not more. But if it's the zayin amu the pirtze, so then it's not muter. That's with Rabbanon. But with Raise, even if it's the zayin amu, it's muter. So in other words, so this is why the Gemara mentions cites the Braisa of the Tesefte to advise us that Midraise Rabbi Yudah is matir to carry even if it is Zayin Amu Wait. So that means that when Rabbi Yudah says V'neise V'neisim Be'emtza, he has reference to what case? V'neise V'neisim Be'emtza. So his reference, so he only means that Midraise is Neise V'neisim Be'emtza, but Midrabono not. So Rabbi Kvigas Kashi is no. It appears from the Gemara that Midraise is allowed to carry, this is what the Gemara says, that the Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yudah, so two mechitzes cover the grounds. Two mechitzes numerous without a lechi or a keiro in the third and the fourth mechitzes, fourth side. So cover the grounds into which Sayochim. So Midraise, in order to be allowed to carry Midraise, you don't even have to set up a lechi mikam, lechi mikam, keiro mikam, keiro mikam. You just can't carry because of the case le'abayis, lengthwise. So you can carry it without lechem mikan, lechem mikan, lechem mikan, keir mikan, keir mikan. So why is it necessary to set up lechem mikan, or keir mikan, keir mikan, in order to be allowed to carry midrabon? So we cannot say that when Rabbi Yudah says v'neisim v'neisim be'emtza, he means midraise. When Rabbi Yudah says v'neisim v'neisim be'emtza, he means even midrabon. That's the kashe of Rabbi Kveya. We zochis elav. Pomadik toner v'neisim lechem v'neisim v'neisim ha'naf midrabonon. Di midraise l'itzorik l'lechi. Do sova b'is v'chitzim v'deraise. So, why does he have to say that it's neisei, it's neisei v'neisim be'emtza. So, in order to be allowed, why does he have to say Eise lechem mikan lechem mikan and then he's neisim neisim be'emtza? In order to be allowed to carry midrabono lechatchila. But midraise he doesn't have to resort to that. So how can Teisve say? How can Teisve say? Iname havamine dimas nisnayre bimo be'am fulish nulishu sarab. I believe Rishus Rabim liveres liseich. In other words, without this, without this price of Rabbi Yehuda, if we just knew of the Mishnah of Eidom Rabbi Yehuda Tahavon, whether I'm foolish, I would say, when is there a possibility of making an Eiret and be allowed to carry in that Mavi I'm foolish, if it's not a Zainam Uvan, if it's not a Rishus Arabi. But if it is a Rishus Arabi, if it's a Rishus Arabi, if it's a Rishus Arabi, it is a Rishus Arabi, then you cannot set up an Eiret. So that's why the Gemara cites the price of Yisrael Kain to tell us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can set up an Eiret even if the Mave is a Rishus Arabi Midraise, it's the Zayin Amu Wide. So you can still set up an Eiret. So then he says, but in other words, what does he mean? He says, even if it's the Zayin Amo, why? So then he has the kasha, no, but if it's the Zayin Amo wide, if it's wider, then you're not allowed to carry. That's only Mirabah. But Midrash say, you are allowed to carry. So the question is, no, when Rabbi Yehuda says that Nesim Nesim Be'emtzal, the Lechim Mikeiro Mikal, Umikam. So it means even with Rabbon, because with the Raisi without the Lechim, Mikam, Lechim, Mikam, you're allowed to carry. It's a very strong kasha against Teisves. So we have to say that what Teisves means, Teisves does not mean that with Rabbonon, we are allowed to carry. Midrabonon, we are not in the price of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda has reference, that Rabbi Yehuda has reference to a case where the Move, Hamifulosh, is the Zayin Amu wide, and still he says, Al Dilechem Ikan, we are allowed Lechatchila to carry. Because that the Gemara says, Rochit Mivemus Yimai, the Mashma the Cholayesa, the Hitler of Yudel, and Gimma Amo Shlish. So that goes without saying that if it is the Zayin Amo wide, then you're not allowed to carry the Rabbah. You're not allowed to carry the Rabbah. So you are only allowed to carry the Raisi. But with the Raisi you're allowed to carry, that's Rabbi Yastashi. If without the Lachemikam, Lachemikam. But the Teisves in Eirev says, This is why Teisves says, Vishom Perash. The question is, why did Rabbi Kleger certainly knew the Teisves Neirem, and Teisves here refers to the Teisves Neirem. Why did Rabbi Kleger as the Kashi? But Teisves here in Eirem, Davo from the base, the Dibra Maskul, the Chitim, the Kachud, the Maharve. So he says as follows, that if it is, let's say, if a Move, the Move Yami Fulosh can be situated in two ways. Now you have two diagrams. So you have one diagram, the first diagram, the big diagram. So you have a Rishus Arabi. And here you have another Rishus Arabi. And the Rishus Arabi goes lengthwise this way. But at certain points, it becomes narrow. So over here, the width of the Rishus Arabi is the Zayin Amo. Over here, the width of the Rishus Arabi is the Zayin Amo. But then it becomes narrow through the Mavei. And the Rishus Arabi, the Mavei runs lengthwise with the Rishus Arabi. With the Rishus Arabi. You see, with the length of the Rishus Arabi. You see, this is the length of the Rishus Arabi. And this is the width of the Rishus Arabi. This is the length of the Rishus Arabi, and this is the width of the Rishus Arabi. And here you have a Move. So the length of the Move runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Arabi. So Mimele, we consider this Move as if at one point, you know, sometimes the Rishus Arabi. So while on the whole it's very wide, but at certain points it is a little narrow. So we don't say that just because at certain points it's a little narrow, that because of that the Chaleis Bir Rishus Arabi should be taught. So Tesis mentions a Raya from the Gemara of Ben Amud. Now let's say, so according to one motion in the Gemara, so din amudim is the din of Rishis HaRabim. What does din amudim mean? In other words, in the midst of the Rishis HaRabim, you set up amudim. You set up amudim. And then, so between one amud and the other amud, you don't get the Zayin Amud. Why? So we don't say that this space between this amud and that amud, so does not have the Rishis HaRabim. But one of the prerequisites for Rishis HaRabim is that it has to be the Zayin Amud. Why? The answer is, in as much as on the whole, in the main, on the whole, so it's the Zayin Amud. Why? So just, so even though a small area happens to be not the Zayin Amud. Why? So it's bottled to the whole Rishis HaRabim. So the same thing is true here. If you have a Rishis HaRabim, the Rishis HaRabim runs lengthwise like this, and widthwise like that. So here you have the Rishis HaRabim, and here you have the Rishis HaRabim. But at one point, in a certain area, so it becomes narrow. But the length of that move runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishis HaRabim. So the mele, it's considered as a hemshech of the Rishis HaRabim. And it's both of the Rishis HaRabim. So it has a din of the Rishis HaRabim in the Raise. Even here, where it's not the Zayin Amud white. Just as the area of Amudi has a din of Rishis HaRabim Midraise, even though between one Amud and another Amud, it is not the Zayin Amud white. So this Modei, that runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishis HaRabim, and the Rishis HaRabim on both sides is the Zayin Amud white, even though in that area it's not the Zayin Amud white, has a din of Rishis HaRabim Midraise. Then we have another tzir. So it does not run where the length of the move is just connected, opens. The length of the move opens to the Rishis HaRabim on both sides. But the length of the move does not run lengthwise with the length of the Rishis HaRabim. So then this move, where the length of the move runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishis HaRabim, so has it in the Rishis HaRabim with the Raisa, even though it's not the Zayin Amud white. Masha'ik in this mode, where it just is mifulesh on both sides to the Rishis HaRabim, with the length of the mode, it does not run lengthwise with the length of the Rishis HaRabim, does not have a din of Rishis HaRabim with the Raisa. It only has a din with Rabon, but with Raisa it does not have a din of Rishis HaRabim. Now, so Teis Veshite in Erev Meiz. Teis Veshite in Erev Meiz that Rabbi Yehuda is really saying two halachas. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda is saying a certain proposition vis-a-vis the deraisa. And the proposition vis-a-vis the deraisa is that two mechitzes gmures convert and otherwise Rishus HaRabim midraisa into Rishus HaRabim. So mainly it doesn't make any difference. Even if, let's say, the Mode, even if the move happens to be, the width of the move itself happens to have the Zainam. Happens to have the Zainam. And the Chishim Ribbe Beikim Bey, all the characteristics. But if it has Psalim on two sides lengthwise, so in spite of all the other, all the characteristics of the Rishus HaRabim, it becomes converted to Rishus HaYochid by virtue of two Mechitzes Gmuras. So that's the Raisa Mikalo. But then, there are certain Rabbons. So, with Rabbon, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. If the Move itself, which is a Rishus HaYochid Midraise, is itself the Zayin Amud white, so then, no Erev is effective with Rabbon. So even if you set up Ilechim Ikan, so you are not allowed to carry with Rabbon. However, if the move, the length of the move runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishis HaRabim, so midraise it is Rishis HaRabim, midraise it is Rishis HaRabim. So as far as midraise is concerned, it doesn't make any difference between this kind of a move that is not designed on Y, and suppose it had been designed on Y, there wouldn't be any difference midraise. Midraise, so as long as the move, the length of the move runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishis HaRabim, it's a Rishis HaRabim midraise. It's Rab midraise. But, midrabonon, it's Rab midraise. So, but midrabonon, there is a difference between the move and the foolish, which is a Rishis HaRabim midraise. And has the Zion a I'm a white, and the more I'm foolish, that is also a Rishus Rabbim Midrash on account of the fact that it runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabbim, but it's not a Zayin Amo wide. So such a Mave, as far as the Rishus is concerned, there is no difference between this Mave and that Mave, because this Mave is a Rishus Rabbim Midrash by virtue of the fact that it's the Zayin Amo wide, and the other Mave, even though it's not a Zayin Amo wide, it's still a Rishus Rabbim Midrash because it runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabbim. But with Rabbonon there is a chiluk. If it is a Rishus Rabbim Midrash and it has the Zayin Amo wide, then you cannot be allowed with Rabbonon to carry that Mave al dilechem mikam dilechem mikam. But if it is a Rishus Rabbim Midrash by virtue of the fact that it becomes bottle to the rest of the Rishus Rabbim, so mainly even that narrow passage, that narrow path, the Mave, so also acquires the status of Rishus Rabbim Midrash. But they are, in as much as it's not a Rishus Rabbim Midrash on the basis of its own merit, it's a Rishus Rabbim Midrash because it becomes bottle to the rest of the Rishus Rabbim with which it runs lengthwise, whose length it runs lengthwise, so then al day lechemikan, you're allowed to carry it. So mimele, Rabbi Kriga's kashi is not difficult. This is what Teisa says. In Amahava Mine, the Gemara has to mention the brise of Yesarov. Even though we know that Rabbi Yehuda is matir to set up an eret in the Mobe Amifulesh. And in the second Teretz, Stasis assumes that when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah in Kolgages, Me'avu Mobe Amifulesh, he doesn't mean Cheras HaPesach. He means Lechem Mikam Lechem Mikam. But without this brisa of Yesar HaKein, I would say that when is Rabbi Yehuda matir an eret in the Mobe Amifulesh, in the Mobe Amifulesh, Dafke, if the Mobe Amifulesh does not have the deal of the Rishus Rabbim. Does not have the deal of the Rishus Rabbim. Let's say, it's not a Zayin Amo wide, and it doesn't even run lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabbim. If it's a Mobe Amifulesh like the second diagram here, so then, without any Mechitzas, it still wouldn't be a Rishus Rabbim in the eyes. If it doesn't run lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabbim, and it's not the Zayin Amo wide, so then it's not a Rishus Rabbim Midrash. On the basis of its own merit, it couldn't be a Rishus Rabbim Midrash, because in order to become a Rishus Rabbim Midrash on the basis of its own merit, it must have the Zayin Amo wide, and it doesn't. And in order to become a Rishus Rabbim Midrash, in the same way as the area bin Amudim become a Rishus Rabbim Midrash, because they become bottled to the rest of the grounds of the Rishus Rabbim, so it must, its length must run lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabbim. It must run lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabbim. And since it neither has the Zayin Amo nor does it run lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabbim, so maybe it's not a Rishus Rabbim Midrash. Even if you didn't have the case lace lengthwise, it wouldn't be a Rishus Rabbim Midrash. It wouldn't be a Rishus Rabbim Midrash. So if the Gemara hadn't mentioned the price of Yesar HaKein, I would know only the Mishnah of Kol Gageis, I would say only this kind of a Mobe you can set up an Eret. Of Lechem Mikam, Lechem Mikam. Because this Mobe is not a Rishus Rabbim Midrash. So since you have two Mechitzes Mures, and you have a Lechi here, and a Lechi here, So in Mele, you're allowed to carry Midrabon. Masha'im came, if you have this kind of a Mobe, where without Mechitzes, it would be a Rishus Rabbim Midrash. So then, you cannot set up an eret to be allowed to the Rabbanan to carry. So, komashim alon, this brayse of Yesar HaKein, that hoyo mishne shleibeis botim mishne tzidereshis harab. In other words, it's like this. Here is the length of the Rishis HaRabim, and the Rishis HaRabim is the Zayin Amorait on both sides, on this side and on that side. That's the length of the Rishis HaRabim. But through the Mave, it's narrow. But the Mave runs lengthwise the length of the Rishis HaRabim. So without these two mechitzes, what would it be? Without these two mechitzes, that's the Kisle HaBayis. These lines, this line here and this line here, represent the Kisle HaBayis, the Kisle HaBoti, lengthwise. So if you didn't have these Kisle HaBayis, so then you, it would be a Rishus HaRabim Midrais. So now that you have the Kisle HaBayis on these two sides lengthwise of the Mave, so the Mele is not a Rishus HaRabim. So it's a Rishus HaYochid Midrais. But, so then, so Rabbi Yehuda tells us that if Midrabonon, we can set up a Nerev, we set up one Lechi here, and one Lechi here, so then you're allowed to carry in the Mave, Lechatrile. Masheim Kei, if, let's say, this width itself would be Tezayin Amo, so then, you wouldn't be allowed Midrabonon to carry, Lechatrile, all day constructing a Lechimikan and Lechimikan. So Mamele, Rabbi Kriya's Kashi is answered. What does Rabbi Kriya ask? Luzo Chisilov, Homadik Tone Vinesi Lech, Vinesi Vinesi, Haina Afmid Rabbonon, Dimid Raisa Litzorich Lilech, Do Soba Beis Mechitzes Beraisa, so how can Taisle say, that when the price says yes, okay. So Eisel Lechemikam Lechemikam Vineisim Vineisim Beemtza. So it means even though it has Tezayin Amorait, because if it has Tezayin Amorait, so then Midrabonon is not allowed to carry. And what do you say? That Vineisim Vineisim Beemtza means Midraise without Lechemikam Lechemikam is allowed to carry. The answer is no. The Rabbi Yehuda, when he says Eis Lechemikam Lechemikam, has reference to this kind of a situation where the Mave would has a Din of Rishus HaRabim Midraisa, if not for the two Mechitzes Mures, even though it's not a Zayin Amorait. So if not for the two Mechitzes Mures, it would be a Rishus HaRabim Midraisa, but it's not a Zayin Amorait. So then Midrabonon, now the Lechemikam Lechemikam, you're allowed even Midrabonon to carry Lechatchile. But suppose it would be the Zayin Amorait, so then Midrabonon you wouldn't be allowed to carry. Even though Midraise you would be allowed to carry, even without Lechemikam Lechemikam. Lechemikam, right? So this is what they say. Inam hava mina dimas nisnai rabbi mo beam furus Rishus HaRab. Avolein Rishus HaRab miveres l'seicho. What does it mean Rishus HaRab l'seicho? In other words, that we could say that the Mishneh Marvin, that's the reason as to why Tesis doesn't spell out Tezainam. Tesis could have said, Inam mehava mine de masnis naire bimove am foolish Rishus HaRabim avol ein Tezain amo avol ein rochiv Tezain amo. Why didn't Tesis say avol ein rochiv Tezain amo? Because if Tesis had said Inam mehava mine de masnis naire bimove am foolish Rishus HaRabim Avorini Rochel Tezayin Amo, and then Tesis is saying, Rochel Maisa Abraise the Yeser, okay. The Afimu Rochel Tezayin Amo, Mitautna Lulechel Ukeiro, then Rabbi Kivayas Kashi would be a very strong Kashi. You see, this is how Rabbi Kivayas assumed the Pshat in the Tesis. And that's the reason Rabbi Kivayas knew very well the Tesis in Eiran. But Rabbi Kivayas understood that when Tesis says, Inam Ahava Amin Ed Mas Nisnair Mova Furish Rishus HaRabi Avon Rishus HaRabi Mivaras Leseicho. What does he mean Rishus HaRabi Mivaras Leseicho? He means not to Zayin Amu Wai Lohochem Aysa Abraise Yes, okay, that Afilo Rishus HaRabi Gmuro or Rishus HaRabi Iveres Bo, even though it's to Zayin Amu Wai Mitautin Lan Lech Rikeiro. So that would mean that Mitautin Lan Lech Rikeiro, and that, so it must mean even Midrabono Mitautin Lan Lech Rikeiro. So, and then Tesis says, So what does it mean, Lechem Ikeiro? It means even Rabbon. And this is saying that the Yester Al Kain, the price of Yester Al Kain, has reference to the case where the Mobe is the Zainamu Y. So that's Hamvias Kashe. But the answer is no. Tesis doesn't mean when he says, Inam Havamina, the Maslis Naira, the Mobe and Push, which is Rabbi. Avolin, which is Rabbi Verzel, it's not the Zainamu Y. We hoche Maise, a price of Yester Al Kain, Dafu, which is Rabbi Verzbo, even though it's the Zainamu Y. If the wheat of the Mobi itself is the Zainam Uwaid, then it's not Mitalkul mit Rabban Mobi Lech Rikero. One second. But Midraise, it is Mitalkul even without Lech Rikero. But with Rabbanon, if the Mobi is the Zainam Uwaid, so you cannot carry in it Lechatrile mit Rabbanon, even if you construct Lech Mitam, Lech Mitam, Lech Mitam, Lech Mitam. So then Tesis says the cash, but Tesis means that it means it does not have the masnissen ayrebi mobi amfurish lishus rabim. It's here like this. So Mele, it does not have the din of lishus rabim. Even if you didn't have the case rabbis, it wouldn't have the din of lishus rabim midraise. Only the rabbon. So hochem aise habraise yeser al kein. They are few. Rishus Rabbi Miveresbo, it doesn't mean to say number Y. Rishus Rabbi Miveresbo, even in a case where it runs lengthwise with the length of the Rishus Rabbi, so it's a Rishus Rabbi Midraise. So then, by virtue of the two Mechitzes lengthwise and the Lechem Mikam, the Lechem Mikam, we are allowed to carry it with other. But if it is the Zayin Amu Y, suppose this is the Zayin Amu Y, then Mid Rabbono, you're not allowed to carry, even out the Lech Rikero Mikan. But Mid Raise, you would be allowed to carry without Lech Mikan, Lech Mikan, Lech Mikan, Lech Mikan. So that's the answer of the biggest question. The Svasemes and Shabbos gives the terrors. And the reason as to why the Rabbi Kveiga has that question, Rabbi Kveiga knew very well the Tesis Nehrem. Because the lotion of Tesis, you see, because the Russian of Tesis is in Amahava Mina the Maslis Naira the Mobi Am Fush Rishus Rabin. Avalin Rishus Rabin with Veras Liseche. They say, Holocha Maisa Bryce Yesra came. The Afil Rishus Rabin Muro I Veresbo. So, in other words, so you see that was put in parentheses. I don't know who put it in parentheses. It wasn't this Fasemes. He didn't put, but it's possible that the Mishpot from Tzal Ramishbo, he put the parentheses. Why? Because, so originally it was written Muro, but it doesn't mean anything. So in other words, so what does it imply superficially? In other words, that even if it is a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit, because that's why you use the Russian Rishus Rabim Muro, why doesn't it say Rishus Rabim? But so someone who was big lumpen put the Muro in parentheses. In other words, it slides it out. Why? Because if Gmuro is mentioned, so then it means even if the Mobe is a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit. On the basis of its own merit? How could it be a Rishus Rabim on the basis of its own merit if it's not the Zayin Amu Y? So this is the same in effect, Lahoche Maisa Abraise, that even if the Mobe is the Zayin Amu Y, it is still mitautoli of the Lachel Kero. And that must mean with Rabbon, that's why yes. But so either the Gmuro has to be taken out, or even if it's not taken out, it doesn't have to be stricken out. The Gmuro, because the Gmuro means something that is a Rishus Rabim Midraise in contrast to something that is only a Rishus Rabim Midrabon. Let's say, suppose if it's a Mobi Am Fulosh this way, so it's not a Rishus Rabim Midraise. Even without the Ksolim, the two Ksolim. So it's not a Rishus Rabim Midraise. In this case, if it's this way, so then it acquires a status of a Rishus Rabim Midraise. So it calls it more. But Tesis doesn't mean that the price of Yesar Al Kein is reference to the case where the width of the Rishus Rabim design ammo. In such a case, in Rabbanon, it's also have to carry. Even out of Lech Lekeiro. Midraise, even without Lech Lekeiro. It doesn't make any difference whether it is designed Amu Y or it's not designed Amu Y, as long as it has a din of Rishus Rabim. That's the pshat. And that teretz is mentioned by the Svasemis. Alright, now. So let's see again. In Amar Amine, the Maslis Nair and the Mope and Fulish Lishis Rabbi, Avalin Lishis Rabbi is Beres Lisecho, Lehoche Maisa Abreise in Yisrael, okay? The Afilo Lishis Rabbi Mua, and Lishis Rabbi mit Reise, in Beres Bo, and it is a Lishis Rabbi mit Reise, even though it's not his Anamu wife, because it runs lengthwise with the length of the Lishis Rabbi. So without you, I'll be like, we care. We should stay with the Reise. We have a God for the coming year of me. I must listen to the Rokhmi Damas in my Mashu Chayesa, we eat a Rabiude, Ela, and Gimamu Shlish. But if it is a Zayn Amu, why then? You cannot set up an Eir, and Peter Abba. So, Heine mit Rabbonon. Aber mit der Reise, I feel a break of the Zayn Amu mit Autorin. The Israel base mechitz the Reise. The Alkohol Koch, Zol Chlema, the Rabiude Eire, Birshus Rabbi, Muro, Shebeikim Shom Rabbi. Shebeikim Shom Rabbi. So you see, here he emphasizes, Shebeikim Shom Rabbi. He doesn't say, She it is Zayn Amu Rochi. Because he, Rabbi Yehuda, could not have reference to a case where it is Zayin Amorochi. Because then he wouldn't say that Midrabbonon now the Lechem Ikan, the Lechem Ikan, he is basically missing the answer. Midrabbonon would be also. Give him now the Lechem Ikan, the Lechem Ikan. So he says, but he says, Shebeikim Bom Shomrabi. Shebeikim Shomrabi. Kidimuchach. So, because if Rabbi Yehuda had reference to a Move where Shishim Ribei do not pass through, so then it wouldn't be a Rishus Rabim even without Mechitzas, it wouldn't be a Rishus Rabim in Raisi. So how can we deduce from that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the case Rabbi is to Mechitzas Mures lengthwise convert an otherwise Rishus Rabim into a Rishus Ayochit with Raisi? But so Tesis emphasizes here that Kochach Tzor Chlema the Rabbi Yehuda Ayre Birshus Rabbi Muro Shebeikim Shom Rabbi Kedimuchad Vrei Kamil Erev Kamkif Marvim Rishus Rabbi Shom Berashti Vim Tema Avon Mitome Seifed Mboi Yisam Poloshin Hav Rishus Rabbi Shvamim Yon Shapir Lafuke Mid Rabbi Yehuda Di Yisrael Beis Mechitzes Vereise Vildei Mboi Yisam Poloshin Vahav Rishus Rabbi Kidin Vi Ike Shtei Mechitzes So Tesis is another Kashi Sin the Seifed says Mboi Yisam Poloshin Have a Rishus Rabbim. So it's a raya that the price does not accord, does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, every Mori and Fulosh, what is a Mori now? So what does it mean? You have lengthwise on both sides, lengthwise, you have case like Haboti. So how is it a Rishus Rabbim? So it's certainly a raya that this price, it does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. The day we saw Prosh Rabbi Shus Rabbi Kim Nigash Nechitzes V'yesh Leima Adem Yisei Tvela V'shamino Matikim Rabbi Yudeh The Hava Amine Taim Ede Rabbi Yudeh Mishum Nikosova Lechi V'keiro Mishum Nechitz Di Ike Man Nisova Hoche B'fele Kame Ede Irem Lohche Yitzlich Lemisne Zuy Rishus Ayochit Mure Leimute Ede Rabbi Yudeh V'lehave Rishus Ayochit Di Lechi V'keiro Nechoshit Nechitz So in other words, there is a mandoma who says that lech is mishmachitze and keir is mishmachitze. If we say lech is mishmachitze, not mishmachitze, and so then it's possible even if two mechitzes mures do not convert a ground into a rishus ayochi, that if he makes a lech, he sets up a lech mikam, a lech mikam, a kerem mikam, a kerem mikam, so then he becomes a rishus ayochid because you have four mechitzes. Your mom is four mechitzes. The case labayis, that's two mechitzes mures, and the other two lechoyim, or the two keres, are also mechitzes. Now, the mitzi, so he gives another teretz on Rav Kiliyas Kashi, but it's really very analogous to the Svasemis teretz. It's more likely that the Pshat in Tesis is the way the Svasemis says, because Tesis says here Kidimuchar b'Firkam de'Erev Davikitzad Ma'arav Rishus Rabbi Bisham Barashti. Why did he mention Bisham Barashti? But the Nitziv gives another teretz. He says that Rabbi Yehuda has referenced the case. Rabbi Yehuda has referenced, now he said like this, the Avogad Lefer Kamadeirav, Hamas Nisim the Rochet Miyudam Yisimai, Mashma, the Cholayeser, Lo Yite Rabbi Yehuda, El Al Yudkid Al Hamu Shlish, Hayne Min Rabbonot,
aber mit der Reise, afilu berechabte sein Amo, ist mit Autorin, die Islay beis mechitzes der Reise. Now, the question is, so the price of Yisrael came has reference to what kind of case? Where it is the Zayin Amu White? Now, so the, if it is Zayin Amu White, so how can this be saying, Loche Weiss a price of Yisrael came, that Filo Rishus Rabbi Muro, in other words, the Zayin Amu White, in Veresbo, is mitaltel ad lech lekeiro. How mitaltel lech lekeiro is the Zayin Amu White? So in Rabbonon, you cannot be mitaltel, even ad lech lekeiro. So the Tziv gives another Tziv. Suppose, what does the Gemara say? Arochet miyudam is he might. Mashma dechol ayese lo yiter Rabbi Yude elo al yudkimu amu ushlish. Hanim mid rabbon. Hanim mid rabbon. So that means, let's say, that means an opening. You have a mother. So let's say, suppose you have a mother. Right, so suppose you have a mother. So you have the 2 minutes, and then, so you have him away, so you have the 2 mechitzes, and then it's open to the Rishus Rabbim on both sides, here and here. So the Gemara says, Ochet miyudame is he might. So according to the Rabbon of Rav Yude, if the Pesach is more than 10 amoins, so then you must be might. Because up to 10 amoins, it has the din of the Pesach, even without Tzoras HaPesach. Because because sometimes you have just an opening without it Tzoras HaPesach. So up to Yud Amok, it has a din Pesach, even without Konamikam, Konar Gabe. If it's more than Yud Amok, then it has a din of a Pesach, only if it has the Tzoras HaPesach. Konamikam, and Konar Gabe. But up to Yud Amok, so without any special shape, it has a din of Pesach. Without the Tzoras HaPesach, it has a din of Pesach. That's Rabbon. Reb Yude says that you can leave an opening in the Moveh. In other words, so let's say, suppose you have a Moveh Asos. This is a machlokes between Rabbon and Reb Yude. You have a Moveh Asos. So here is a dead end. And here you just have an opening. So Reb Yude, so according to Rabbon and Reb Yude, if here, at one opening, so it's more than Yud Amo, so you have to set up something to be mayated. It shouldn't be Yud Amo. Reb Yude is chelik. So the Gemara says, even though it's chelik, in other words, even if it is 11 Amo wide, it's still alive. So suppose you have in Movi Asosum, you have here, you have a dead end, also a cancel, and here it's open, more than Yud Amo, it's still alive. But only up to Yud Gimel Amu Shlish it's alright. But suppose it's more than Yud Gimel Amu Shlish, you have to be mayated to Yud Gimel Amu Shlish. Let's say if it's 14 Amo, so you have to be mayated, you have to put up a post to be mayated that it shouldn't be more the Pirtze. Here, the opening shouldn't be more than Yud Gimel Amu Shlish. So, Teisa says, this is how the Tziv explains this from Pirtze Kash. Alpha Gavi Felkamadei Reva Mastis in Roch Vidami, see my. Mashmo cholay yisalo yiter Rabbi Yude. El al yud gamul ishlish. Hayne mid rabbonon. Avo mid reise afilo derei chavte zayin amo mit alto. Suppose you have here it's a zayin amo white. Over here it's a zayin amo white. And but so then you put up a post. Let's say you put up here a post. So it's not a zayin amo white. So it's not a zayin amo white. And then you reduce the width here, at the point of the opening, to Yud Gimel Amu Shlish. You put up a post here. So, all over here, it's the Zayin Amu White, the Zayin Amu White. And here, it was also originally the Zayin Amu White. So, you put up a post, and you reduce the width at this point, at the opening, as at where it's connected to the Rishus HaRabim. So you reduce that to Yud Gimel Amu Shlish. So this is what Rabbi Yude, when Rabbi Yude says, yes. So the Nitziv explains the thesis as follows. The Inam Hava Mine the Maslis Nairim Moma Fulish Rishis Rabbi, Avalei Rishis Rabbi Mivel Tasecho. It's not a Zayin Amu White at all. The Orche Maisa Abraise the Yeser Alte in the Afil Rishis Rabbi Gmuro Iberes. Even though from here to here, it's the Zainamo. For me, it's here. It's the Zainamo. But then he put up, let's say, a certain log of wood, a certain post here. And then he reduced it to Yudhiwamu Shlish. And here too, he put up a post and he reduced it to Yudhiwamu Shlish. So, but in the rest of the Mave, it is the Zainamo. So in such a case, you are allowed lichatchile to carry al dilechi keiro. In other words, al dilechi keiro. If al dilechi he reduced at the point of the Pesach where it's open to Rishus Rabbi. So he reduced that Yudhimu Amu Shlish. So he put up a post here. So he reduced it to the Yudhimu'am Ushlish, from here to here, it's only Yudhimu'am. That's all. But from here to here, it's the Zainamo. From here to here, it's the Zainamo. From here to here, it's the Zainamo. Now, here again, he put a post, the Lechi, and from here to here, it's only Yudhimu'am Ushlish. This is the case that Rabbi Yudah has reference to. So he says, even though here in the middle of the Move, in the interior of the Move, it's the Zainamu white, so it's certainly a Rishus Rabim, just because at this point it's not Zainamu white, but as long as in the major portion of the Move the width is the Zainamu white, but here we put up at the Pesach where he told Mr. Rishus Rabim, he put up a post, and he reduced, originally without that post, without that lechi, so from here to here was the Zainamo. So by putting up that lechi, he reduced it, so that from here to here, it's only the Yudhimu'am Ushlish. And the same thing he did here. So, in such a case, Rabbi Yudah says, you're allowed, al di lechi, lochem aysa b'raisi yes al kenda, filo Rishus Rabim muro. In other words, even though it's the Zainamo, white from here to here. But since Mitalta Lechi Keiro, so since through the Lechi and the Keiro he was Mimayit, the width at the point where he told us the Rishus Rabim, Yudhimu Amu Ishlish, so Mimele, it's Buddha Lechatrile. It's Buddha Lechatrile. But suppose, even at the opening, where it opens the Rishus Rabim, it is more than Yudhimu Amu Ishlish. So then, we're not allowed to carry. Now the question is, Bishleim, the Buddha says, Lechem Ikam, Lechem Ikam. So that we understand. It's Lechem Ikam, Lechem Ikam. So Lechem Ikam, Lechem Ikam. So he puts up the Lechi. So then, with the Lechi, he reduces to Yudhimu Amu Ishlish. But he says, Keiro Mikam, Keiro Mikam. So how does the Keiro, reduce it? To Yudhimu'am Ushlish. So there is a way. I mean, the Nitziv doesn't discuss. He doesn't discuss that. But there is a way. Suppose, let's say, that the Keisley Habati are not parallel to each other, you see. But suppose, let's say, it's like this, you see. It's like this. It's like this. So at this point, from here to here, it's just Yudhimu'am Ushlish. But from here to here, it's the Zainamo. So, in such a case, it would be a Rishus Rabim Midrais. This is how the Nitziv explains, answers Rabbi's Kashi. So actually, in final analysis, is the same kind of Teretz. The Teretz consists in visualizing a case where Midrabonon, you cannot set up an Erev to carry,